Well, my next guest is with us weekly as we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning we hear from WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in the area of racial equity. So you don't have your explorer's hat on today. You have your granting hat today, my friend.
Exactly, Shelley, and good morning to all of our listeners throughout our listening area of some 21 counties serving over a million listeners. We're here to educate, inform, and entertain. And on that note, it's my pleasure to talk about our long-term partnership with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their racial equity umbrella. And we are working on a multi-year grant with Kellogg and a myriad of partners in the community, partners such as Partners for Racism-Free Community, Greater Grand Rapids Racial Equity Network, LinkUp, and the list goes on and on, also including the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. We are all working toward the same goal, and that is moving the needle forward for those in our community that sometimes, quite frankly, are victims of misperceptions, media stereotypes, creating opportunity for all residents in our community so we can all move forward and experience a lifestyle for our families and ourselves that West Michigan should afford all of us.
Yes. So honored to have your guests every week to share their local organizations. I know I took a tour. We had the director of ELNC, and I read to the children this week, the three-year-old Steve, and got to see how their dollars are being put to such great use with the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative. So again,
That's a prime example, and that's great because that's what they need, more mentors and volunteers. So I applaud you.
We read about the dog.
Okay, well, that's exciting and educational at the same time. Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative has done so much for our community, but most importantly for children and families. Such a critical time, early childhood development, preschool, preparing children for school and life, and unfortunately, not all children in our community have the same opportunity to have a critically important early learning experience for a myriad of reasons, at no fault of their own or at the fault of their families. So Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative is a great organization, another Kellogg grantee that is trying to make a difference. And that early childhood experience is going to really set the stage for the rest of those children, young children's lives. So we are working with them and others. The goal of our project is really to give a voice and to elevate those issues that aren't always talked about, issues such as interfaith issues. Some faith traditions are the victims of misperceptions, of media stereotypes. A good example is we did a program last month on the Sikh. Some people pronounce it Sikh faith. Yes. And toward that goal, they are one of the most peaceful of all peoples that really elevate and accept and honor all faith traditions. And so we learned more about their faith tradition, how they defend people of other faiths, wonderful people to have in our community. We did a program on Islamophobia and hate crimes. Unfortunately, misperceptions, a lack of education about one another's differences sometimes leads to fearful reactions toward others. So our goal is to put the right, accurate face on people that we may perceive different than ourselves. We do that in two ways, through on-air programs like this on a weekly basis. On a monthly basis, we have produced, and now it is our year anniversary last month, of Mutually Inclusive, a monthly television program where we actually bring a studio town hall into dialogue around issues. Some of those issues over the past year have included, like I just said, the Sikh faith, Islamophobia, policing, a critical issue in our community, Native Americans and their role in our community, This coming month, or actually this month, later this month, we're going to put the spotlight on our inner city and the arts in the inner city. So a real positive show to show what after-school programs are doing in the way of arts and how kids are gravitating toward that and how it's expanding their horizons. So we're pleased to be able to do that later this month.
I know we've been honored mostly on our get-togethers on Fridays, but a couple in between, to put the spotlight on the happenings of our refugees.
Yes, very important topic currently on immigrants and refugees. And as our listeners know, not all immigrants are refugees, but all refugees are immigrants. Refugees, by definition, are fleeing either direct violence against them. It could be political violence, but they are fleeing out of necessity. And it's been the practice and the habit of the United States. And also West Michigan has been very robust in their long history of welcoming refugees into our community and helping them settle. And some of the organizations that you alluded to, Bethany Christian Services, the West Michigan Refugee Center, and others, we've had on here on a weekly basis helping to educate our listeners, telling stories of refugees leading successful lives thanks to all of us embracing them, opening businesses, gaining a foothold in the educational system. So immigrants and refugees have been an important topic.
What else, Steve, before we say our goodbyes?
Yeah, well, lastly, we also focus on community events, and I just wanted to mention a couple upcoming events. One on April 27th, our second year that we're involved with a very important organization in our community, the Partners for a Racism-Free Community, in their annual forum. Forum 2017, the title Facing Inclusion, will take place in partnership with WGVU on April 27th. Then on June 10th, a few months down the road when that sun is going to be shining, we are partnering with LinkUp in their Rock the Block, serving thousands of family members. So we're really looking forward to that. And I do want to also mention an event that's outside of our partnership, but a very important event, with two Kellogg Fellows, Patricia Sosa-Verdine and Shannon Cohen. They are both Kellogg Foundation Fellows, W.K. Kellogg Foundation Fellows. They are going to be presenting results of their query of leaders of color in West Michigan. And it's really, the title is Championing the Voices and Inclusion of Female Leaders of Color in West Michigan. That's taking place next Thursday night at Grand Valley State University at the Luce Moore Center. And one last mention, for anyone that has missed any part of this interview or they want to revisit some of the topics we've covered over the last year, they may go to WGVU's Mutually Inclusive site, where they can view all of the past WGVU television programs, and also the WGVU radio site, Mutually Inclusive, where they can listen to all of the topics we've covered.
Thank you for your great, great words.